This is an adult education podcast of Lanier Technical College. If you are a lawful resident of the state of Georgia and are interested in more free lessons to improve your English or prepare for your high school equivalency diploma, such as the GED or HISET, please visit our website, www.laniertech.edu. Click on Adult Education and follow the instructions. And now for our lesson. Welcome to today's episode on time management, where we'll delve into the art of effectively utilizing your time. Our objectives for this lesson are to identify common time management pitfalls, introduce practical strategies for improvement, and explore cultural perspectives on time. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to understand the root causes of poor time management, learn about strategies to overcome poor time management, and identify at least three strategies to improve time management in your workplace or home life. We all know someone who manages time poorly or wastes precious moments. Sometimes you may also find some task to be difficult to complete in a timely manner. As we discuss the impact of various aspects of time management, such as procrastination, multitasking, and underestimating effort, we encourage our listeners to share personal stories and practical tips to combat these challenges, emphasizing the importance of planning and prioritizing. Now pause for a moment and reflect on a time when poor time management affected you. Share your reflections with a friend, classmate, or family member. The goal is to gain personal insights and foster meaningful discussions about how good time management is helpful both in the workplace and in one's personal life. Now think about how you would go back and change the outcome using good time management. What specific things could you have done differently to have a positive experience? In the next section, we will look at some issues and strategies to overcome poor time management. Overcoming procrastination. Procrastination is the act of delaying or postponing tasks, often putting off important activities despite knowing the negative consequences. Overcoming procrastination requires a combination of self-awareness, effective strategies, and a proactive mindset. Here's a guide on understanding and conquering procrastination. Recognize procrastination patterns. Begin by identifying when and why you tend to procrastinate. Is it a specific type of task or a particular time of day? Understanding your patterns helps you address the root causes. Break tasks into manageable steps. Large tasks can be overwhelming, leading to procrastination. Break them down into smaller, more manageable steps. This makes the overall task seem less daunting and allows for incremental progress. Set clear goals and deadlines. Clearly define your goals and set realistic deadlines for each task. Having a specific time frame creates a sense of urgency, making it less likely for procrastination to set in. Create a to-do list. Organize your task by creating a to-do list. Prioritize items based on importance and tackle them one at a time. Crossing off completed tasks provide a sense of accomplishment. Use time management techniques. Employ time management techniques such as the Pomodoro technique or time blocking. These methods help you focus on tasks for a set period, followed by short breaks, preventing burnout. Time blocking groups similar tasks together that are completed in a reasonable set period of time. The Pomodoro technique builds on this. It was developed by Francesco Cirillo in the late 1980s. Basically, you choose a task to work on and set a timer for 25 minutes, known as one Pomodoro. Work on the task by dedicating your full attention to it during the Pomodoro, avoiding any interruptions. Complete the Pomodoro. Take a 5-minute break after the timer rings, then repeat the process. After 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break of 15 to 30 minutes. Address perfectionism. Perfectionism can lead to procrastination due to the fear of not meeting high standards. Accept that tasks do not need to be perfect and focus on completing them to the best of your ability. Find your most productive time. Identify when you are most productive during the day and schedule important tasks for that time. Utilize your peak energy levels to maximize efficiency. Use positive reinforcement. Reward yourself for completing tasks. Positive reinforcement helps create positive associations for productivity and reduces the likelihood of procrastination. Seek accountability. Share your goals with a friend, colleague, or family member. Having someone hold you accountable can provide motivation and reduce the temptation to procrastinate. Practice self-compassion. Understand that everyone procrastinates occasionally. Instead of dwelling on guilt, practice self-compassion and focus on moving forward with a renewed commitment to better time management. By implementing these strategies and understanding the underlying causes of procrastination, you can develop a proactive approach to task and enhance your overall productivity. Here's a question for reflection. Which of these strategies do you think would help you best in overcoming procrastination? Effective multitasking strategies. Multitasking involves handling multiple tasks simultaneously, and while it can enhance efficiency, it requires careful planning and organization. Whether at home or in the workplace, mastering multitasking is achievable with the right strategies. Here's a guide on understanding multitasking and how to implement it effectively. Define your priorities. Identify the task at hand and categorize them based on priority. Focus on essential tasks first to ensure that critical objectives are met. Break tasks into segments. Divide larger tasks into smaller segments. This facilitates easier switching between tasks and allows for better management of your time and attention. Similar task grouping. Group similar tasks together when multitasking. This reduces mental fatigue and streamlines your thought processes, making it easier to transition between related activities. Utilize technology tools. Leverage productivity tools and apps to help streamline your workflow. Calendar applications, task management tools, and communication platforms can enhance efficiency. Time blocking. Allocate specific time blocks for different tasks. This helps create dedicated periods for focused work, minimizing distractions, and enhancing overall productivity. Prioritize attention-intensive tasks. Reserve your focused attention for tasks that require deep concentration. Multitask with simpler, routine activities during less intensive periods. Limit multitasking on complex tasks. For intricate or critical tasks, limit multitasking to avoid errors or oversights. Concentrate on one complex task at a time to ensure thoroughness and accuracy. Maintain flexibility. Be adaptable in your approach. Unexpected interruptions may occur, so be prepared to adjust your multitasking strategy accordingly without compromising quality. Now let's look at multitasking at home. Designate specific spaces. Create dedicated spaces for different activities at home. Having distinct areas for work, relaxation, and household tasks can enhance focus when multitasking. Communicate with family. Share your schedule and multitasking plan with family members. Effective communication helps manage expectations and minimizes disruptions. And now, how to multitask in the workplace. Use collaboration tools. Employ collaboration tools for seamless communication with colleagues. This facilitates efficient coordination and enhances multitasking within a team. Set clear boundaries. Establish clear boundaries between tasks. Set specific start and end times for each activity to maintain structure and prevent task overlap. By incorporating these strategies, you can navigate the demands of multitasking, optimizing your productivity both at home and in the workplace. Remember to stay organized, prioritize tasks, and remain flexible in your approach. Here's a question for reflection. In the last two strategies, the expression time blocking was used. How could time blocking help you complete certain tasks? Task chunking for effective time management. Underestimating the effort needed to complete a task can make someone feel overwhelmed. Task chunking is a powerful technique that helps break down complex tasks into manageable and more achievable parts. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to effectively chunk or break tasks down. Identify the task. Clearly define the overall task you need to accomplish. Be specific about the end goal to ensure clarity. Divide into smaller steps. Break down the task into smaller, more manageable steps or subtasks. These should be distinct actions that contribute to the completion of the overall task. Prioritize subtasks. Assess the priority of each subtask. Determine which steps need to be completed first and which can follow. This helps in creating a logical sequence. Set achievable goals. Assign realistic deadlines or time frames to each subtask. This helps in creating a structured timeline for the overall task and prevents feeling overwhelmed. Focus on one chunk at a time. Concentrate on completing one subtask at a time. This reduces cognitive load and allows you to give your full attention to each smaller component. Celebrate milestones. Acknowledge and celebrate the completion of each subtask. Recognizing progress provides motivation and a sense of accomplishment. Adjust and adapt. Be flexible in your approach. If you encounter unexpected challenges or changes, adjust your plan accordingly. Adaptability is crucial for effective task chunking. Review and reflect. Once the entire task is complete, take a moment to reflect on the process, identify what worked well, and consider adjustments for future task chunking endeavors. By implementing task chunking, you not only make seemingly overwhelming tasks more manageable, but also create a systemic approach that enhances your overall time management skills. Here's a question for reflection. Task chunking goes a bit beyond time blocking in that the actual task is broken down and prioritized. How do you decide which tasks take priority or are more important than others? Have you ever prioritized incorrectly? How can you be more effective in prioritizing tasks? Maximizing time management with software and traditional tools. In today's fast-paced world, effective time management is key to success. Let's explore how you can seamlessly integrate time management software or apps with more traditional forms like calendars and agendas. First, let's look at utilizing time management software or apps. Explore app options. Start by researching and selecting a time management app that suits your needs. Popular choices include Todoist, Trello, or Google Calendar. Check for compatibility with your device's operating system. Sync across devices. Opt for apps that offer synchronization across multiple devices. This ensures that your schedule is accessible from your smartphone, tablet, and computer, promoting flexibility and convenience. Set reminders and notifications. Leverage the app's notification features to set reminders for important tasks or appointments. This helps you stay on top of your schedule and reduces the risk of forgetting crucial activities. Utilize collaboration features. If working in a team, explore apps that facilitate collaboration. Features like shared calendars or task assignments enhance coordination and streamline group efforts. Take advantage of cloud services. Many time management apps offer cloud storage options. Utilize cloud services for data backup ensuring your schedules and information are securely stored and accessible whenever needed. Now let's take a look at incorporating traditional forms. Choose a physical calendar or agenda. Select a physical calendar or agenda that aligns with your preferences, whether it's a weekly planner or a monthly calendar. Having a tangible representation of your schedule can be beneficial. Personalize your traditional tools. Customize your physical tools to suit your style. Use color coding, stickers, or highlighters to emphasize different types of tasks or priorities, making your schedule visually engaging. Combine digital and physical. Integrate your digital and traditional tools by syncing important events. For instance, if you schedule a meeting on your digital calendar, transfer it to your physical agenda to reinforce the commitment. Regularly review and adjust. Regardless of the tools you choose, regularly review your schedule. Ensure that both digital and traditional methods align and make adjustments as needed to accommodate any changes in your routine. By combining the convenience of digital time management apps with the tangible presence of traditional calendars and agendas, you can create a robust system that caters to your unique preferences and enhances your overall time management skills. Experiment with different tools to find the perfect balance for your lifestyle. Here's a question for reflection. What time management tool do you think could help you become more effective in managing your time? Finally, it is important that we recognize that there can be, in a general sense, two ways to approach time. Whether it is an individual's culture or the culture of a workplace, you may find that you may need to adapt to these very different viewpoints. Consider two broad approaches to time, monochronic and polychronic. In a monochronic setting, time is seen as linear and segmented into precise units. Punctuality is highly valued, and tasks are expected to be completed within specific time frames. Sick leave is often limited and flexibility is constrained by rigid schedules. Now, on the flip side, in a polychronic environment, time is viewed more fluidly. Multiple tasks can overlap and people are comfortable handling interruptions. Punctuality may be more flexible and sick leave is often seen as a necessary part of maintaining overall well-being. Flexibility is inherent, allowing for adaptability within the broader context of managing various activities concurrently. So, here's a question for reflection. Would you consider your workplace a monochronic or a polychronic one? And why? And how do you adapt to expectations based on their approach to time? As we wrap up, remember the key points. Plan, prioritize, and eliminate distractions. Reflect on the answers to your questions on each strategy provided today and commit to making small changes. Until next time, make every moment count. And thank you for joining us on this journey to master time management. If you found this episode valuable, share it with your friends and stay tuned for more insightful discussions. This concludes the lesson. Please make a note of the time, complete your log sheet, and turn your log in to your instructor at the end of the week. Then complete the follow-up activities assigned by your instructor or in your course module. This podcast has been a production of Lanier Technical College Adult Education.